Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Space Shuttle, a mission-by-mission celebration of NASA's extraordinary spaceflight program by Roland Miller, offers a panoramic look at the 30-year era when reusable spacecraft routinely carried astronauts, satellites, and science laboratories into orbit. Known for his access-driven photography of complex technical sites, Miller approaches the shuttle story as both an engineering chronicle and a cultural memory, organizing the narrative around the missions themselves rather than only around the vehicles. The book situates the program from its ambitious beginnings through its operational maturity and final flights, highlighting how the shuttle reshaped what spaceflight looked like for the public, launches on a regular cadence, crews working in shirt sleeves on orbit, and iconic imagery of orbiters external. Without needing to be a specialist, readers can follow the evolution of capabilities, the changing goals of NASA, and the human effort behind each campaign. It is a celebratory, visual, and structured tribute to a program that defined an era of American space exploration. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from experimental concept to operational workhorse, a central theme is how the space shuttle moved from an audacious promise of reusable spaceflight into an operational system that could reliably support national priorities. The book frames the early years as a period of proving that the architecture could work. A winged orbiter returning to a runway, solid rocket boosters recovered and refurbished, and a complex ground processing flow that had to become repeatable. As the mission list grows, the reader sees how initial demonstration flights gave way to confident execution, with improvements in procedures, hardware, and training shaping a more predictable launch to landing rhythm. This arc also clarifies why the shuttle was unlike earlier capsules. It was designed to carry larger crews, heavy payloads, and diverse mission profiles, which demanded a new level of integration between engineering, operations, and logistics. By following missions in sequence, the narrative shows the gradual expansion of what the shuttle could do, from deploying and servicing satellites to flying specialized laboratories. The result is an appreciation of the shuttle as a system, not just a spacecraft, and a clearer sense of how incremental learning transformed a risky idea into a widely used platform. Secondly, missions as a lens on changing national and scientific goals, organizing the story mission by mission reveals how shuttle flights mirrored evolving priorities in science, defense, international collaboration, and technology development. Early flights emphasize validation and capability building, while later missions reflect a mature program supporting a broad portfolio, communications, and Earth observation payloads, microgravity research, astronomy missions, and joint projects that expanded the global footprint of human spaceflight. This structure helps readers see that the shuttle was not a single-purpose vehicle. It was a flexible tool shaped by what NASA and its partners needed at different moments, including the push to demonstrate in-orbit servicing, the desire to launch large observatories, and the strategic emphasis on sustained presence in low Earth orbit. By tracing missions in order, the book naturally highlights shifts in tempo and focus, showing how major initiatives rose and fell and how the shuttle adapted. The mission framework also makes room for the practicalities behind the headlines, payload integration, crew specialization, and the way each flight built experience that informed the next. Overall, the approach turns the shuttle program into a readable timeline where each mission contributes a distinct piece to the larger story of space policy and scientific ambition. Thirdly, the engineering ecosystem behind every flight. Beyond the orbiter itself, the shuttle program depended on an enormous ecosystem of facilities, tools, and teams that made each mission possible. The book emphasizes that spaceflight success is built on ground operations as much as on hardware in the sky. Readers are guided through the idea of a production-like pipeline, orbiters processed and inspected, components integrated, payloads prepared, and launch infrastructure maintained with exacting standards. This includes the interplay of the external tank, boosters, main engines, avionics, thermal protection, and the countless subsystems that had to perform in a tightly choreographed sequence. Seeing the program mission by mission underscores how reliability was pursued through inspection, refurbishment, and procedural discipline, while also acknowledging the complexity that made the shuttle expensive and labor-intensive. The program also drove innovation in materials, software, and systems engineering, and it created a culture of operations where lessons learned were codified and circulated. By foregrounding the infrastructure and human expertise, the narrative helps demystify the scale of effort behind a single launch and landing. The shuttle emerges as a national technical enterprise, with each mission representing the culmination of planning, manufacturing, testing, and coordinated work across multiple NASA centers and contractors. Fourthly, triumph, risk, and the hard lessons of human spaceflight. Any honest celebration of the shuttle must also address the reality that human spaceflight carries profound risk, and the shuttle era includes both remarkable achievements and devastating losses. The mission-by-mission format makes the stakes tangible because the reader experiences the program as a sequence of real flights with real crews, rather than as an abstract summary. The narrative naturally invites reflection on how NASA balanced ambitious goals with safety, schedule, and technical uncertainty, and how the program responded when assumptions were challenged. In the wake of tragedies, the shuttle program underwent major reassessments, design and process changes, and cultural introspection that influenced later missions and broader aerospace practice. This theme is not simply about recounting incidents, but about understanding how complex systems fail and how organizations learn. It also reinforces the courage and professionalism of astronauts, engineers, and flight controllers who worked within a demanding environment. By keeping the focus on missions, the book can show how recovery and return to flight were not single moments, but long arcs of testing, verification, and renewed discipline. The result is a more mature appreciation of what the shuttle accomplished and what it cost, highlighting why the program remains central to discussions of safety, decision-making, and accountability in high-consequence engineering. Lastly, legacy. Building a permanent presence in orbit and inspiring a generation, the shuttle legacy is often defined by its role in enabling sustained human activity in low Earth orbit, especially through its contribution to assembling and servicing long-duration orbital infrastructure. The book frames this legacy through the accumulation of missions that delivered modules, trusses, solar arrays, and supplies, and through the specialized flights that demonstrated on-orbit construction techniques and complex spacewalk operation. This theme highlights how the shuttle functioned as a heavy lift transporter and a mobile workshop, making possible tasks that would have been far harder with smaller capsules. It also captures the cultural impact, iconic launch imagery, the visibility of astronauts working in space, and the sense that spaceflight had become a continuing endeavor rather than an occasional event. The mission-by-mission approach reinforces how capability expanded over time, with crews and hardware evolving to support increasingly sophisticated assembly and science goals. The legacy also includes the program's influence on later spacecraft design, operational planning, and the public narrative of exploration. By the end, readers can see why the shuttle era remains emotionally resonant. It combined dramatic engineering with human teamwork, advanced technology, and a sustained commitment to pushing operational boundaries, leaving a template for how complex space programs can be executed over decades. In conclusion, this book is best suited to space enthusiasts, aviation and engineering readers, educators, and anyone who remembers the shuttle era and wants a coherent way to revisit it. It is also approachable for newcomers because the mission-by-mission organization provides a built-in guide through a complicated program, letting readers understand how capabilities, goals, and operations changed over time without needing deep technical background. The main life benefit is perspective. It shows what disciplined teamwork, iterative improvement, and long-range commitment can achieve, while also modeling humility about risk in complex systems. Readers can apply those lessons to any field where process, safety, and learning matter. Compared with many shuttle histories that focus primarily on a few headline events or on a single orbiter, this book's structured sweep across the entire manifest creates a sense of completeness. Roland Miller's reputation for high-quality aerospace photography also makes the experience more immersive than text-heavy accounts, helping readers visualize the hardware and the environment that shape decisions. For buyers deciding among similar titles, the combination of celebratory tone, mission-grounded structure, and strong visual documentation makes it a lasting reference and a satisfying cover-to-cover narrative of a program that defined modern American human spaceflight. If you would like to support Roland Miller, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.